What is this on the table between us? This is beautiful.
This is a very beautiful book that has just come out, like in the last 2 weeks, I think. It is C.D. Wright's, or some people know her as Carolyn, last book that she was writing for many years and then was put together after she died.
That's Kathy Thompson a few days ago in the Anthony and Susan Hoy News Studio. Kathy is a talented artist, Fayetteville resident, and a longtime friend of the late C.D. Wright. Kathy, along with Matthew Henriksen, is organizing a tribute and community read for Wright's posthumously published work, Casting Deep Shade, the final collection of her poems. The gathering will take place Saturday evening at Nightbird Books in Fayetteville. C.D. Wright was born in Mountain Home and earned degrees from Memphis and the University of Arkansas. She gained international acclaim and praise for her poetry. In her New York Times obituary, she was described as rooted in her Southern heritage, yet at the same time, utterly beyond category. Kathy Thompson's description of her friend echoes that line.
She was an incredibly unusual person, but also an incredibly just normal human being. And I think that the incredible human being part of her was the amazing poet that she was and how she looked at the world. And she was a MacArthur Award winner, among other things. And but she also... I got to know C.D. when we were all living here in the mid-70s and on through, and we started a garden in her backyard together. She loved the outdoors, and hence this book, it's about trees. Really, it's about her favorite tree, mostly the beech tree. And that's because it's what grew around where she lived, all along the Buffalo River, and... She just started going and finding beech trees and roots and having Denny photograph them. And she had been, right before she died, she had been in South America. And I think there were amazing trees there, too, that she took photographs of. But so there were definitely those two different sides of Carolyn, but in a way, I guess they were all the same side.
I love that the title of this book is Casting Deep Shade.
Mm-hmm.
It's a beautiful title.
It is. Well, beech trees can grow to be huge trees, 300-year-old trees. So they're going to have a big, wide umbrella to cast that deep shade. And, you know, I'm sure it means something else also.
Well, it makes me think. I never met C.D. in person, but I talked to her on the phone a couple of times. And as I was listening back, the conversations with her were never about her. She was championing somebody else.
Oh yes, always.
Writers who had passed or writers who were alive. You know, she was the Lost Roads Project that celebrated Arkansas writers.
I worked with her, with she and Debbie on the Lost Roads Project. Yeah. I did a small little section of it.
You know, it's amazing. She was always, seemingly to me, you knew her obviously far better than I did, but she was always seemingly championing others, even as talented as she was.
Yeah, she did not like particularly the light to shine on her too much. Now, there were times when, yes, but aren't we all like that? But no, I agree with you. What mattered to her was her life and her writing and her family and her, not just her immediate family, but her mom and dad and her mama. I think she called her Mamo and Papo, her grandparents. But they had a huge influence on her life, as most of our parents have. But her father, they were very supportive of her. And, a lot of parents during that time period thought we were all crazy, too, because we were so determined to have our own way about things.
Saturday at Nightbird Books is a celebration of this book and of her life and of her words, right? What will happen?
What will happen, Matt Henriksen and I are co-hosting it, and Lisa, of course, is giving us the space.
Lisa Sharp.
And yes, she's so generous that way. And it's become a gathering spot for poets. Anyone can come, and anyone can read. So I've invited a few people that I knew that would probably like to read, and there'll be people just from the community. There'll be friends. Old friends of hers. Her brother will be there, though I don't think Warren will read. And it's just going to be people passing the book around. I'm going to mark some places for myself. I don't know if I'll read. I probably will. And then people can just pick up the book and read.
And it should be pointed out, just in case we haven't made it clear, she's an Arkansas voice.
Yes, she is. She's more than an Arkansas voice. She's a world voice.
Yes. Yes. Just, we like to claim what we can.
Oh,
here, yes.
Well, absolutely. And you know what? She was proud of it, too. She really was. Carolyn loved being able to tell people where she was from. She's very proud to be, you know, an Arkansas native.
Kathy Thompson of Fayetteville is helping organize a community read and event celebrating C.D. Wright's posthumously published book of poems, Casting Deep Shade, published just a couple of weeks ago from Copper Canyon Press. C.D. Wright died in early 2016. She was a past poet laureate of Rhode Island and a professor of English and professor of literary arts at Brown University. The event Saturday night begins at 5 at Nightbird Books in downtown Fayetteville, and it is open to the public.